Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Business reporters brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. I look now at our stories. The African Development Bank is expressing concern that the debt resolution mechanism for Ghana and other debt-distressed African countries have been slow. The Continental Bank argues that although the G20 framework on debt resolution has been helpful in mitigating the crisis by harmonizing official creditors and other commercial lenders, the debt restructuring in the estimation of the bank has been a difficult process. Addressing reporters at the 59th AFDB annual meetings in Nairobi, Kenya, President of the African Development Bank Group, Dr. Akinwumi Adesina, called for reform.
Now, I understand it takes a long, it's a very difficult process because you have Paris Club members, you have non-Paris Club members, and you have commercial debtors, and their needs are quite different from those of official creditors. But it's helped. It's helped with Chad. It's helped with Zambia. It's helped with Ghana. And it's working also on Ethiopia in putting together the various credit committees. That said, that process, everybody agrees, is too slow. You know, if you're going to, if you have somebody that is bleeding and you want to save their life, stop the bleeding faster.
Dr. Akinwumi Adesina also revealed that the board of the International Monetary Fund has approved a $20 billion special drawing rights for the African Development Bank and other multilateral institutions.
And of course, you all know that we've been working very well on the issue of the special drawing rights. And I'm pleased that together with the Inter-American Development Bank and the IMF, that the board of directors of IMF approved that, which is a hybrid instrument that will allow the stretching of those SDRs to be able to lend more. I'm pleased that their board approved $20 billion as a limit for the rechallenging towards hybrid capital for use by multilateral development banks, for example.
president of the African Development Bank, Ghana, Dr. Akinwumi Adesina, is speaking there. More within the banking space, the Bank of Ghana has revealed that it will not hesitate to withdraw licenses of any forex bureau that fails to strictly comply with the foreign exchange regulations. It follows fresh set of measures aimed at stabilizing the CD, including banning bureaus from any form of advertisement of their rates, even on social media. However, there are concerns that most of them may not comply with the rules. But the Bank of Ghana Governor, Dr. Ness Addison, says the regulator will ensure the practice is stopped.
You will notice that a decision was taken a few years ago to have them rates displayed indoor. Now, some of them are not agreeing to that. So those are some of the things that the task force will be focusing on. They will go back to ensure that these exchange rates are advertised in the manner that we have all agreed on, right? That's an important function for them. And also to generally ensure that they are operating with the agreed rules and guidelines that the central bank has given. Now, foreign exchange bureau licenses are renewed every year. No foreign exchange bureau has a license that extends beyond a year or two at the maximum. So these are really very, very short-term licenses, and they come up for renewal very frequently. We can choose not to renew your license very easily.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ness Addison, there. Now, Professor of Finance and Economics at the University of Ghana, Charles Akka, has taken a swipe at the government for failing to address structural challenges causing the CD to depreciate, even though he admitted that the recent free fall of the CD could be partly attributed to the payment of arrears to contractors and the independent power producers. Professor Akka argued that government has no excuse but to remedy the situation. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of a report on digital technologies and agri-based economies in Central and West Africa, organized by the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research.
One, most of the contractors and IPPs are foreign-owned enterprises, and therefore they exchange the CD back into Forex to send it back. If that's the case, then we have to address it on two fronts. So one is to how to indigenize, the contract to the extent that we have most Ghanaians as players in this market. Then if you pay them, they use CDs, so the CDs will stay in the economy. That's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it, where since it's known that we have most foreign contractors here and we'll pay them, then we need the central bank also to have a policy. How much can be changed, how much can be repatriated, and at what point?
Professor Charles Akka is an economist at the University of Ghana. A while longer on the CD, because economist Professor Peter Kwarte is asking government to take the bold step and clamp down on activities of forex operators in the black market. According to him, fiscal measures being put in place to address the woes of the CD might elude the country if regulatory rules are not enforced. Professor Kwarte called for the strengthening of regulatory requirements to control the free fall of the CD.
Every developed or developing economy that aims to achieve price stability, you cannot just walk in and buy forex without leaving traces of that and walk away. And I think that is what we have allowed. I think we need to formalize the black market if we want it to exist. Otherwise, we clamp down on the black market. Otherwise, we don't do that. We're just water in a basket, and we'll lose all this forex that flows in. Nigeria is struggling with forex, and they can walk into Ghana, buy forex, and move it out.
Professor Peter Kwarte is an economist. Meanwhile, country managing partner Deloitte Ghana, Daniel Okojo-Owusu, has attributed the depreciation of the CD to lack of dollar support or exports not finding its way into the domestic economy. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, the chief executive officer of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, Joseph Wabuabu Dadzi, has called for new measures to help increase the country's oil production. He made the statement after the 2023 annual report by PIAC, which revealed that Ghana's crude oil production has decreased for the fourth consecutive year from 71.44 million barrels in 2019 to 48.25 million barrels in 2023. During an inspection of GNPC's nearly completed operational headquarters in Takoradi, Mr. Dadzi stressed the need for increasing production volumes and reserves.
Yeah, I mean, we need to increase our production, but you need to also appreciate that revenue is a function of two parameters, it's price and volume. So we've been very fortunate that even though volumes have declined a bit, we're still in a region of high oil prices. So revenue is still about stable. But Of course, we need to work very hard and increase our reserves and also increase our production volumes. I mean, our responsibility is to make sure that we improve. So I don't think it's going to stay the way it is. Otherwise, then really, there's no justification for why we should even be employed by the state. So the idea is to improve productivity, and through that we should then improve the volume of production that we currently have. So that's the objective that we set for ourselves.
Joseph Obuabudadze is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our last episode, we discussed into detail the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana. Today, we will be discussing how to take advantage of this three-tier pension scheme in order to save adequately for retirement. Under National Pensions Act 2008, Act 766, workers in Ghana can now contribute up to 35% of their basic salary to their pensions and not pay income tax on those contributions. This gives the workers a great opportunity to save for their retirement. To fully take advantage of this three-tier pension scheme, ensure your employer is paying the mandatory Tier 1 and Tier 2 contributions, encourage your employer to set up a provident fund for all your staff under the Tier 3, and make a personal commitment to your future by signing up to the personal pension scheme. Until we come your way again on our next episode of Money Lab, please remember to plan well.
Ransford Mantekole is the Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees with today's edition of Pension Tip on Money Lab. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection and EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about EcoBank this year, stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God! Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, EcoBank Express Point, or via EcoBank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka, grateful serving you. To enjoy the rest of our programs, Ignition is next.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through EcoBank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an EcoBank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the EcoBank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.